WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury selection is over. A jury has been seated in the Delaware trial of Hunter Biden. The president's son is accused of lying on the federal paperwork to purchase a handgun 6 years ago when he said he was not addicted to drugs. Biden could get up to 25 years in prison if he's convicted on all charges. The bodies of four Israelis who were taken hostage in the October 7th attack have been found in Gaza. The announcement comes as President Biden presented a ceasefire proposal that he says Israel proposed.
Hamas absolutely needs to accept this proposal. It's a good one. It gets us 6 weeks of peace. It gets us the hostages out. It gets us the ability to negotiate for phase two, which would get all the hostages out and a potential cessation of hostilities.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. A strange technical glitch caused trading on dozens of stocks to be halted on the New York Stock Exchange for a few hours today. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The warden at a troubled Wisconsin prison has resigned amid lockdown conditions, an ongoing federal investigation, and multiple inmate deaths. On Tuesday, Waupun Correctional Institution Warden Randall Hepp announced his resignation. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, in an email Hepp sent to prison staff, he wrote his decision wasn't easy, but he believes it will serve the institution well. He added that the prison has moved closer toward improving safety. A chronic lack of guards forced the State Department of Corrections to institute a lockdown at Waupun as well as at prisons in Green Bay and Stanley. Waupun inmates filed a federal lawsuit in October alleging the conditions amounted to cruel and unusual punishment. That lawsuit is still pending. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy with highs rising to the upper 70s. As a warm front sweeps across the state, showers and thunderstorms are sparking up. Some strong to severe, packing damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a tornado or two is also possible. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
99.7
From the Max FM Weather Center, this is Corey Hartman. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Iowa County and south central Sauk County until 4:45. A severe thunderstorm located over Spring Green at this time, moving to the northeast at 25 miles per hour. The hazard is 60 mile per hour wind gusts and possibility of some penny-sized hail. Locations impacted include the Spring Green and Arena areas. There is some rotation with this storm as well, and you need to remain alert for a possible tornado. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Iowa County, south central Sauk County, including Spring Green and Arena. Stay tuned to Max FM and we'll give you further updates between every song.
'90s and more. That's the power of love. 99.7 Max FM.
Love, yeah, cradle of love. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Corey Hartman here, about quarter after four, and Dave Grant in the studio too, keeping an eye on the radar here this afternoon. National Weather Service has a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:45, or about a half hour from now, for northeastern Iowa County and south-central Sauk County, and this is for an isolated thunderstorm that has popped up basically right over the Spring Green area. It has now moved to the east just a little bit down Highway 14 over toward Arena. It'll get into the Mazomanie area and stay pretty much south of Blackhawk and should stay south of the Sauk Prairie vicinity. But basically riding right along Highway 14 right now between Spring Green and Arena. And the threat is for some gusty winds, possibility of 60 miles per hour, or penny-size hail. That's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter hail. But the other thing that we're watching is the storm has picked up a little bit of rotation, and a tornado is possible, especially areas along and south of Highway 14, south of Arena. So if you're in that area, seek shelter. We'll continue to keep you updated right here on Max FM.
I walk along the edge. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant showing you from the Max FM Weather Center. Corey Hartman has been kind of keeping an eye on the severe thunderstorm warning that has affected a little bit of the Sauk County area. As of right now, that severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled. The National Weather Service canceled that just seconds ago as I was coming on the air to give you an update on that. There's still a little bit of a severe thunderstorm along the Highway 14 area right around Arena, and that is maybe tracking towards Mazomani, but at this point in time, that severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled. We will keep an eye on things throughout the evening tonight. I'll be popping back on right around 5 o'clock. If we do have any other watches or warnings, we will be sure to let you know about those. As a reminder, you can stream us live on 99.7 Max FM as well, or the Civic Media app. Coming up, we'll have Human League on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant still sitting in the weather center. We'll get you back to Aaron in just a moment. As a reminder, that severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County has canceled. It is below severe threshold right now. There's a little bit of activity in the arena area along Highway 14, but that is not at a severe level at this point in time. So the National Weather Service has let the severe thunderstorm warning cancel. It is no longer severe for this area. We do see a little bit of activity in the arena area right along Highway 14. Otherwise, we see a little bit of things going on in the Dodgeville area as well, but nothing that is in the immediate area of Sauk County. We are continuing to monitor this throughout the evening. I'll be hopping back on right around 5 o'clock, and if we do have any other watches or warnings, we'll be sure to pass those along to you. As a reminder, we will have another opportunity for the Civic Media Scani Text Win Contest. That'll be coming up right after 5 o'clock. We'll get you back to Aaron right after Aerosmith on Max FM.
Still looking for a legendary gift for Father's Day, for that special graduate, or even just for that special person in your life? Hi, this is Jess on the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and for a limited time only, you can purchase a $50 gift card at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and you get a $10 bonus coupon to use towards your future visit. You can use that $10 bonus coupon on your next visit to the buffet, or include it with your gift as an added bonus. Stop on in at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and pick up your gift card today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 99.7 Max FM.
Sages. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Another chance to win with our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. That keyword is coming up with David Grant at 5 o'clock here on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
I'm match burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in your brain. With a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Wanted to touch on another update in the entertainment world breaking today. She is saying goodbye to live performances. Cyndi Lauper announcing the Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour. Her first major tour in 10 years. It's actually set to kick off in October, and it'll wrap up in Chicago. So we're going to want to mark that date very carefully. December 5th in Chicago, probably going to be your best chance to see Cyndi Lauper on her Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour. Pre-sale, by the way, if you're interested, it starts tomorrow. Tickets going on sale to the general public on Friday at 10 a.m. through LiveNation.com. Don't forget that documentary about Cyndi called Let the Canary Sing will premiere on Paramount Plus tonight at midnight, so you can look forward to that as well. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch in Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come and enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Big Top Parade returns to downtown Baraboo. It's a full weekend of live entertainment and circus-themed events. And then the Big Top Parade steps off at 11 a.m. You can find all of the details and see the many events that are taking place around the parade and all of the Big Top shows by visiting BigTopParade.com. And of course, the parade will be broadcast on TV 43 and live on the Max FM Facebook page. And also on Saturday, June 8th, it's time for the annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. This year, it's going to be hosted at United Dreams Dairy, located in North Freedom. Wonderful breakfast offerings, as well as live entertainment. $8 for adults, $4 for children 7 to 12, and kids are free if they're 6 and under. There will be room to park at the farm. No shuttle buses this year. Just look for the signs. And again, this is going to be happening at United Dreams Dairy, located on Zeck Road in North Freedom. 7 a.m. until 11 a.m., the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday, June 8th. And Portage will be hosting its citywide garage sales on Thursday, June 6th through Sunday the 9th. Get all the details by visiting portagewi.com. Click on citywide garage sales and you'll see a map of all the locations that will be participating this year.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Febreze. Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah. Spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my bag. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe. Be happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy with highs rising to the upper 70s. As a warm front sweeps across the state, showers and thunderstorms are sparking up. Some strong to severe, packing damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a tornado or two is also possible. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Roads apart, hearts broken.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum music, Max FM. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.